بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable and respected معلمات، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مولانا أشرف علي تحانوي صاحب نور الله مرقده has mentioned one incident that had taken place of a teacher of a Miyaji, a maktab teacher who was teaching for some years in some madrasa, and every day in the afternoon he would sit with the children, teach them, and after madrasa would be over, the children used to notice this Miyaji. He's going into his room and he'll spend a few minutes in the room, and after spending some time in the room, he'll come out from the room with a very, very broad smile. Now this Miyaji was not married. He never had any children, any relatives. He was all alone. But there was something in the room which he used to go in, and every time he comes out from the room before the Asar Namaz or before the Maghrib Namaz, then he'll be smiling from ear to ear. All his teeth would be showing. He'll be extremely happy, very, very thrilled, and for a long time he'll be very happy. So the students also were curious, and students generally are very curious, especially when it comes to the teachers, the apas, the ustads. They always want to know, hey, Maulana, you had a haircut today, or a very nice kurta you're wearing, or you bought new shoes, or there's a nice pen you got there in your pocket. They'll notice everything about the ustad or the apa. So the children also, speaking amongst themselves, they say, we wonder what he does there in the room. Every time he goes into this room, he does something and he comes out from there and he's always smiling. So they decided one day to go and peep inside the room and see what is the ustad doing inside the room. So they, from outside high windows, they couldn't really see inside, so they made a human ladder, climbed over each other's shoulders, and from the top of the window, one student peered inside and he's watching. The Miyaji goes into his cupboard, he opens the cupboard, and in the cupboard there's a small little cupboard within the cupboard. Then he opens that cupboard, and inside the cupboard, inside that small cupboard, there's a bag. He takes out the bag. When he takes out the bag and he empties out all what is in the bag, there's only gold coins that are coming out from there. And then they see him, he takes those gold coins, he rubs it with his fingers, with his hands, touches that gold, and then he starts counting it from one side, 1, 2, 3, 4. Counts right up till 98, 99, 100, and when he counts 100, he's so happy, he rubs that money together, he puts his fingers through it, let that gold spin through his fingers for a while, holds it to his chest, and then he puts it all back into his bag, and he takes the bag and he puts it back into the cupboard, and he locks that small cupboard, then he locks his big cupboard, and he comes out of his room and he locks the room, and he's smiling from ear to ear, extremely happy over his money that he's got inside his cupboard. So the children, all the students now, they saw this whole scene in front of them, and this now created a curiosity in him. Now they all sat together and they had a small mashwera, that mashallah, our ustad, he's got so much of gold there in that cupboard of his. Every day he uses that, but he's like so poor. When you look at him, he's hardly got any kind clothes proper, no proper shoes, dressed in old torn, tattered clothing, hardly eating anything also. He's thin, very thin, hardly buys anything to eat, but he's got so much of wealth over there. So they decided one day, on one afternoon, when Miyaji wasn't feeling very well and he needed to go to the doctor, so he had just announced to the children that he'll be a bit late because he's going to the doctor today. So the children now thought this would be an ideal time to open up the room and take one coin out of that bag. So they got into the room somehow, managed to open the cupboard, get that bag out, and they pull one gold coin out of there and put it back in its place. And with that one gold coin, they threw a feast for the whole madrasa. They bought whatever they could buy, whatever was available in that time. In our time, we'll say maybe pizzas and burgers and cold drinks and milkshakes and samosas and every other food you can think of. Everything was laid out on the dastarkhan. And they said, we'll just wait for the ustad to come back from the doctor's appointment, and they will feed the ustad nicely for that day. So by middle afternoon or close to asar time, when the ustad came back from the appointment or doctor's appointment, he sees that in the madrasa is, mashallah, beautiful dastarkhan laid out, and all the food is there ready waiting for him, And just as he comes in, the student tell him, Hazrat, before we start lessons, yes, alhamdulillah, today, through your barakat, through your blessings, there's so much of food that is available today, mashallah, let's we all sit and eat first, and then we can carry on our lessons. So the ustad was hungry, he said, mashallah, let's sit down and eat. He washed his hands, he sat down on the dastarkhan, he started eating. After a while, a thought crossed his mind, where did they get this food from, so much of food? So he asked him again, where the food came from? So they replied to him was, Hazrat, ye aaphi ki barkat se hai. This is all your barkat, Hazrat. This is all your barkat that this food is all prepared and is here on the dastarkhan. So again he carried on eating. Again the thought crossed his mind. He asked him again, where did the food come from? Where did you all get all this food from? So they said, Hazrat, fikar mat kijiye. Ye bas aaphi ki barkat se hai. Don't make any fikar. This is all your barkat, Hazrat, that we are eating here today. So again he started eating. But the third time when the thought crossed his mind, it just came to his mind that I hope they didn't break into my cupboard and steal my money. So he left the food as it was, ran to his room, opened the cupboard, took the bag out from the cupboard, and when he emptied out all the coins, he started counting from one side. When he came to 96, 97, 98, 99, and he sees one coin short, he starts counting it again. Now he's broke out into a perspiration. He's so concerned, so worried, his one coin is missing. Counts again. Again he comes to 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Now he is dead sure that the thing is short. For the third time when he starts counting it, and the third time now he's drenched in perspiration. He can't bear the loss of this one coin that is gone from his bag. And now he comes to 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. And now he is dead sure after the third count when he comes to realize that one coin is missing from his bag. He suddenly feels a severe pain in his chest, holding his heart. He suffers a major, major heart attack, and with that, immediately he gets a heart attack and he dies there on the spot. So this incident is mentioned by Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Maulana then mentions, he says, when this person died, he had no heirs, no children, no wife, no parents, no brothers, no sisters. The ulama of the time, when they came there and they saw this, what happened, that these children, they took the one coin and how this thing affected him and how he died with it. So the ulama said that because this money, because this wealth was the means of this person's death, because this wealth was the means of this person's death, there can never ever be any barakat in this money. There can never be any goodness in this money. This money must be taken and it must be buried with him in his grave. This money must be taken and it must be buried with him in his grave. So eventually it was decided such. When his janaza was performed and he was taken to the qabrastan, then this bag of money was taken with and it was placed into the qabr, into the grave with this miyaji who passed away. That man who had so much of love for his wealth, then this nahusat and this evil must go with him in his grave. But it so happened that whilst the janaza was taking place, there were some people that were observing this whole scene. Then a whole bag of money and a whole bag of gold. Can you imagine like one Kruger coin, I don't know how much it is now, but you got 100 Kruger coins that is all is being put into the cover. So these people are watching this whole thing. They're saying, hey, we can't allow this money to just go like that. So after the janaza was over, they had their own mashwara. And they decided tonight we'll come back and dig this grave and take the bag out and we'll use the money for ourselves. So eventually these chores, these thieves, they decided at night they came in and they dug the grave. And when they reached the planks and they pulled a plank out, they were surprised to see severe heat. This miyaji was lying in his qabr and all those coins were branded on his head, on his sides, on his stomach, on his chest. And he was being punished in the qabr because of this. So Hazrat Maulana says thereafter, he says that this wealth and things of the wealth, things of this dunya, is something that we should never ever attach our hearts to it. A Muslim must never become a miser. Imagine a person has got wealth and he loves his wealth so much that he never has the opportunity to ever spend this thing on anybody. Allah Ta'ala save us from that love of dunya. Allah Ta'ala save us from that love of dunya. Our akabir, most of them, when you read the halat and you read the incidents, then one quality that was very, very outstanding in their lives was a quality of zuhud. What's the meaning of zuhud? Zuhud means abstention from the dunya. Although the dunya was there, they used it. But but they never attached it to their hearts. They never made it such that it must become everything in our lives. The focus and the attachment was to Allah, was to the masjid, was to the musalla, was to salah, was to the Quran, was to the tasbih, was to dini work. This was where the attachment was. And the dunya, they used it according to need, but not according to greed. They weren't greedy for dunya. They weren't chasing after the dunya. As Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, he was earning 10 rupees in Darul Uloom Deoband. As a ustad at Darul Uloom, he was earning 10 rupees. He got an offer to go and teach in another madrasa for 500 rupees. So his salary is 10 rupees. He got an offer for 500 rupees. Maulana never took that offer. He never took that offer. Why? Because his focus was the khidmat of deen, the pleasure of Allah. It wasn't money. It wasn't that he wants to make money. Otherwise, he could have made money. He could have made money in many, many places. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, also in Saharanpur where he was staying, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was most of the time in debts. Most of the time he hardly had any money. His salary was too little. His mehman was too much. Every now and then he's getting 100 mehman, 200 mehman. He has to feed them, look after them. He doesn't have the cash to feed so many people, look after so many people. So he would keep himself in debt. But he got many offers afterwards from other places to come and teach with very high salaries. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali refused to go anywhere else. He said, this is where my ustad Hazrat Muhammad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali has kept me, and this is where I will be. I will not leave this place. So he stayed there in Saharanpur. He continued teaching, small salary. Hearts of our akabir were not attached into the dunya. They were never such that they love the world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says also, that a Muslim must be a person who is generous, not a person who's a bakhil, who's a miser, that is all the time just only hoarding and looking after and seeing how he can accumulate wealth, and he never gets a chance to ever spend on anybody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us big hearts. Allah ta'ala make it such, Allah ta'ala make it such that we always have a big heart and we always spend on everybody. One is to spend on the poor people. One is to spend on our own families, on our own children, on our own siblings, our parents, our relatives, to spend on them. So a person, he's got a child or he's got some children, so he spends on his children, he spends on his family. So he has a big heart. It's not that his heart is so small that now he's not spending on anybody. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq that we become big-hearted. We become sakhi. In Arabic, the word is called sakhi. In English, it's called generous. We become people of generosity. We can spend our wealth in a part of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We can spend on our children in a madrasa. We can spend on our own children. We can spend on the poor. Once Shaitan was asked, who does he love the most? So Shaitan's reply was, the person I love the most is a Muslim miser. The person that I love the most is a Muslim miser. Because a person who is a miser, he will never spend his wealth. And if he can't spend his wealth, then how is he going to give zakat? How will he give sadaqah? How will he go for hajj? How will he spend in the path of Allah? How will he make jihad? It will not be possible for him to do most of the ibadat if he's a miser. And when Shaitan was asked, who's the person he hates the most? Then his reply was, a Muslim who's generous. Because he says, this man will only earn, and he'll earn, and he'll earn rewards for the akhirah because of the way he spends. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that he makes us into generous people, and he doesn't make us into miserly people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua also, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl. Oh Allah, save me from being a coward, and save me from being a miser. Save me from being a coward, and save me from being a miser. Allah Ta'ala give us all big hearts, make us generous. One of the things that we should try and do is spend our wealth on others, and the other is our ilam also, pass it on and spend it on others. Wealth is a thing that when you spend it on others, it decreases, and ilm is a thing, you spend it on others, it increases. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.